Researchers in Britain are calling on the government to halt their use of coronavirus vaccines immediately after discovering potentially toxic side effects. Here's One America's Pearson Sharp.
More and more evidence from around the world is pouring in that raises doubts about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine for the Chinese coronavirus. Now, a new report from doctors in England calls for a complete cessation of using COVID vaccines on humans. That's according to the UK-based evidence-based medicine consultancy group, which submitted its findings to Britain's Department of Health, claiming there is, quote, more than enough evidence to declare the COVID-19 vaccines unsafe for use in humans. Doctors say after examining official public health records, they looked at a number of reported side effects from the vaccine, including bleeding and clotting, unexpected immune system reactions, unusual pain reactions, neurological responses, loss of sight, hearing, speech, or smell, or adverse reactions affecting pregnancy, including miscarriage. Researchers explained that the products in the vaccine are toxic to humans and called for an immediate halt to the vaccination program to conduct a full investigation into these harmful effects. According to the VAERS website, a U.S. government site which tracks adverse reactions to vaccines, nearly 6,000 people have died as a result of taking this vaccine. Some 20,000 more have been hospitalized. Nearly 2,000 others have come down with Bell's palsy, a paralysis of the facial muscles. And 44,000 people have checked themselves in to urgent care. That's not to mention the 5,900 life-threatening reactions people have had directly from receiving the vaccine, including 2,200 people who suffered heart attacks as a result of getting the injection. And this is all government data. According to VAERS, over 650 women have suffered miscarriages as a result of the vaccine, and some 4,500 people are now disabled, some permanently. These numbers are greater than all the other side effects of all the other vaccines in the entire world combined. This is not normal. But then again, this isn't a normal vaccine. It's experimental. In Israel, the government mandated that young people get vaccinated to attend in-person exams at school, only to see a massive spike in cases of severe heart inflammation, known as myocarditis. Reported cases of the potentially fatal heart condition were 25 times higher than normal, with authorities in Germany stepping up and announcing young people should avoid the vaccine because it's just too dangerous. If the rates in Israel are any indicator, the U.S. can expect over 150,000 young Americans to come down with similar symptoms. Even the CDC says it's investigating after the link between the vaccine and heart inflammation appears much worse than previously thought. In fact, the agency is holding an emergency meeting to discuss this very issue. To be clear, this is an experimental drug, and it's now being administered without proper testing or safety protocols, something that's never been done before for any other disease. And we're witnessing the consequences of that firsthand. Why do we need an experimental, mandatory vaccine for a disease, by the way, which you have a 99.997% chance of surviving? Only time will tell the long-term consequences of rushing this vaccine to market, although for some, it's already too late. For One America News, I'm Pearson Sharp.
Want to see more videos like this? Visit onn.com for immediate access to all the clips you've been waiting to see.